Hi, my name is Ikumi, and I am being interviewed by Nora, and we're coming from Chicago.
All right, so let's start with how you came to work in a special collections / rare books profession.
So I'm still pretty new to the field, but I was just originally interested in academic libraries in general. I was trying to find a way to channel my love for academia, but in other ways than perhaps being a professor. So I was initially just interested in academic librarianship, but I also love the materiality of special collections. And while I know that, you know, we're getting more different kinds of materials, there's plenty of digital as well, I still love that I get to handle old books, honestly. So that's just the basic gist of how I kind of became interested in it. And in terms of what actually happened, after doing a couple years in Japan teaching English after undergrad, I just went to library school after a brief hiatus, and then did a master's in English Lit, essentially, in Chicago. And so I happened to end up afterwards in my first position at a special collections in reference librarianship.
Great. And so far, what has been your experience with diversity in the profession?
So it's, I think mainly for me, the most experience I've had is in racial and ethnic diversity. And I'm speaking specifically to those things, and I realize there are many other kinds of diversity, but I just want to put that out there first. So in terms of what I've done so far, I mean, there have been a variety of things, and I've tried to figure out ways to marry my own interests to what's available in the profession. Because of my background, my heritage as someone who's half Japanese and half American, I've definitely kind of taken a personal route a lot of the time with this, with my Japanese heritage in particular. And so when I was at Michigan, I had some chances to process the Alfred Rodman Hussey papers, which is actually a really cool collection. It deals with the material is mostly from Alfred Rodman Hussey, and it relates to his work creating a new constitution and a new government for Japan post-World War II. So it's actually very important material, but it just had been kind of sitting in cabinets unused for a long time. Not an atypical story, I guess. So it's just great to kind of get that out there, write up some blog posts. I did a presentation and things in a few places. So that was one step. I was also working a lot with the Asia Library, even though my main position was, I was a student, I don't think I said that before, but my main position was in the Special Collections Preservation Departments, but I was still able to collaborate with the Asia Library, which is also a lot of fun. And since then, you know, it's kind of been kind of a sporadic thing, whatever has come my way or caught my attention. I'm in the Asian Pacific American Librarians Association, and I'm currently on a local arrangements committee for that. I'm just trying to find different ways to get involved. And I think I was also being mentored. There was an ALA mentorship program where I was briefly mentored by a Japanese librarian. I think one of the difficulties for me is sometimes finding groups and things like that specifically speak to special collections librarians. Not that those are necessarily unique experiences, but I think there are some actually aspects that could be addressed more within special collections. And so that's something I'm still kind of figuring out at this point.
Sounds good. I know you said you're still trying to figure that out, but do you have anything any suggestions or advice for people going into it, just to help them with their experience of entering into the profession?
Yes, I'm definitely still, you know, mulling over things. When I saw, because this is from the list of suggested questions, and, you know, I was trying to figure out what kinds of things I would advise, and some, I think it's more kind of a conversation, again, because I'm pretty new, it'd be like talking to someone else who's not that much different from me in many ways. But I definitely, you know, think, like, I really want to hear what other people with different experiences have to say, because I know my my perspective is very narrow in and of itself, and sometimes I actually have like a rather fraught relationship with like understanding diversity and how I might fit into that kind of diverse realm, because I am like half white and half Asian, and sometimes I'm not sure where that fits into the grand scheme. But anyways, I know that a lot of people have different experiences, and so I definitely want people to speak out more. If there are issues, like, I'd want to hear about them. I'm sure people in the profession would also want to hear them. I hope that people also join various diversity-minded groups and look out for professional activities. There certainly are many in the library profession as a whole. Again, I think sometimes that there are definitely some for special collections and archives in particular. I think there still could probably be more, but maybe they'll be the ones to start them, which would be awesome too. And advocating for different collections, they might come across something, you know, something might catch their attention. And like me, like, I have my specific things that I'm interested in, and so they might have their own that, you know, are things that motivate them to bring out other voices that other people might not actually realize are actually there. And also, I feel like they might be able to reach out to groups that only they may have access to. So that's kind of maybe more of a personal thing, but if they have certain backgrounds that they can actually bring to bear in that way, and people, patrons they can reach out to for that reason. And I would also say not to be discouraged by sometimes the lack of diversity in the field, and to rather see that as an opportunity. So I think those are just some basic, basic things I could think of. Hopefully I'll have more advice as I grow in my career.
So what does the concept of diversity mean in the context of archives, manuscripts, and rare books? And what can the profession do to promote diversity and be inclusive?
So I'm sure this might be a limited viewpoint, but I think some of the main categories of diversity, thinking about diversity in the field, would be thinking about diversity of staff and diversity of patrons, and also diversity of the collections. And I think special collections and archives tend to be a little bit behind in terms of at least racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic diversity compared to some of the other more like public libraries, academic libraries. They might have a little bit less of that. So that's something to be cautious of. With patrons, I mean, again, that could be a variety of things. I think I feel fortunate currently that where I work, we also get to work a lot with the general public. And so that also means having to be aware of different kinds of needs that people present. And also does not mean that we can't do more outreach. There's certainly more of that we could do. And of course, I think one of the most obvious ones and the ones, one of the most obvious of these is the collection diversity. And I think there's a lot of attention on that too, trying to figure out if there are voices that are being unheard and underrepresented and how to bring those out. And it could also mean, of course, collecting in different areas if there's a specific need that one identifies. But so I've mentioned kind of in that, you know, discussing of the concept of diversity, how one might promote diversity in the field. But in addition to that, I wanted to say that some other thoughts I had about it were coming up with kind of specific goals and initiatives. I think diversity is such a large concept, and it's definitely a buzzword, and it's thrown around a lot. So really kind of defining what that means to the institution and coming up with specific goals, I think, is really useful and important. And I think it'd be great if we could collaborate more with different groups, especially outside one's library or archives. And I still am kind of grappling with this myself, but thinking more broadly about the definition of diversity. I think, again, the thing I'm most familiar with, or the way I approach this, attempts to be kind of racial, and ethnic, but that is just one really small slice, and there's also gender and sexuality, and, you know, I mentioned socioeconomic before, and they're just like, so there's so many different kinds, and I think we have to take that into account. And yeah, I think those are, and again, showcasing different voices on the same topic, and that could come from in a variety of different forms. Sometimes it could be like an exhibition. I think that's something we probably deal with a lot, or, you know, what materials we can put up online. I mean, there are a variety of different ways to attack that. One of the things I think that is neat that we've just recently adopted was in terms of our handling of materials, of like culturally sensitive materials. So there are definitely policies like that too, that we have to identify as we do kind of reach out to different groups and make different collections available. So those are just some, I'm sure there are many other ideas that people could come up with, but those are just some things that some ideas I had.
And do you have any ideas for something more local to the Chicagoland area or the institutions mm-hmm. around us?
Mm-hmm. So I think working at an independent research library, so this speaks specifically to my own experience where I work now, there are limited, we do have great collections, but there are some limits as to the resources we can draw upon, some that are more readily available at larger academic institutions. And I've had experience working at university libraries before, and, you know, I attend like staff diversity workshops, like library-wide ones, and, you know, there are all these handouts and all sorts of things and larger committees. There's just a lot more that we could draw upon. But not having those readily available, it makes it much more imperative that we do the legwork and do the thinking about what diversity means at the institution. And also, hopefully, we can pull from others or talk to others or see what available resources there are, the readily, freely available resources there already are out there. And I don't know if there's, let's see, Chicago in general. Yeah, I mean, I guess if we could collaborate more. I know there's, like, for example, the Chicago Collections Consortium. You know, so there are a variety of different organizations that hopefully can speak more about this issue, and I hope to become more involved with them as time goes on. Is that fine? I just babbled.
I just babbled.